Like many New Orleans Creole clarinetists, Bechet grew up playing in the older Albert System clarinet, which tended to have a richer, rather full sound. Bechet built on that, switching to soprano sax, which has a more assertive timbre and that projects a much greater volume and authority than a clarinet. Bechet developed a wide range of timbral qualities, ranging from a round, oboe-like richness to a huge, assertive tone that rang out like a brass instrument. And in fact, he would drown out unwary trumpeters who might attempt competition for the limelight. Here's Bechet without any trumpeters competing, managing to place himself first among equals in trio settings. First on clarinet with Earl Hines, piano, and drummer Baby Dodds from 1940, blues and thirds, and then a recording in Paris. Bechet lived in France full-time from 1951 on. He's playing soprano with Lil Hardin piano and another fine New Orleans drummer, Zooty Singleton, the traditional tune Baby's Prayer. Thank you. unbelievable. Bechet is so mesmerizing, it's easy to forget that he's the only horn in those trios. That was Jelly Roll Morton's Black Bottom, Paris in 1952 with Lil Hardin piano and drummer Zutty Singleton, and we heard him from 1940 with Earl Hines. I'm Dave Radlauer bringing you the much-loved music of New Orleans' second best-known musician, Sidney Bechet. During the last decade of his life, the 1950s, Bechet lived in France. He married a German woman he'd known in the 20s, kept a mistress, with whom he had a son, bought a small estate outside Paris, and drove a fancy coupe at high speed through the countryside. Bechet seems to have been very happy in France, where he made a lot of money and was worshipped like royalty. And these 1954 French recordings show why. Big Chief is from a rare radio broadcast in Brussels with the orchestra of Michel Atenu, and Crazy Rhythm with trumpeter Jonah Jones and pianist Andre Persiani. Thank you. fine performance with trumpeter Jonah Jones in Paris. Those 1954 recordings give you some idea of the excitement that Bechet was generating in France in the 50s while teaching a whole new generation of French about New Orleans jazz. In parts 2 and 3 of Loving Sidney Bechet, we'll hear many of his original tunes while exploring more deeply this complicated and contradictory man from the words of those who knew him and from his own remarkable autobiography. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, specializing in transfer and restoration of rare tapes and discs. Your questions, comments, requests for a playlist, or search for deeper understanding of early jazz are welcome at the Jazz Rhythm website, jazzhot.bigstep.com. Finally, recorded in 1938 with Ernie Caceres playing some great baritone sax and Leonard Ware electric guitar, here's Bechet's fabulous What a Dream. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening. Thank you.